Blog Talk Radio.
Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and praise the Lord. We are blessed because the Lord has brought us together in the love of God, in Christian fellowship, in His Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian, Protestant, non-denominational, Holy Spirit-filled, deliverance, teaching, enjoying the love of God, international church. And we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and whatever time that is in your time zone. As well, on Sunday, we meet as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Our local assembly and the internet church come together to enjoy Holy Communion and the Word of God. So we do that at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. and whatever time that is in your time zone. We welcome you in the name of the Lord, and we invite you to join us in our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage, and our webpage is MiracleInternetChurch.com. That's MiracleInternetChurch.com. If you're on a computer or a tablet or a laptop, when banner, MIC Radio Chat, click that link. When the page changes, click Guest. When it changes again, sign in using your own name, one of those names that is on your birth certificate. Amen? And enter your greeting to the saints, and the saints will respond to you in love. Praise the Lord. If you're using a cell phone, then you would use your browser to find MiracleInternetChurch.com. When the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see three white lines against a black background. Three white lines. It will open all the links to you. You can find Miracle, MIC Radio Chat Room. Click that link and follow the directions that you just heard. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. And we are thankful to him for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, saints, we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time together tonight. I want to thank the Lord for helping me through the week. It's been an interesting week. But there's more fun in store. Amen. There's more fun in store. We're going to pick up tonight with a subject that we left off on about a week or so ago, and the Lord has more to say to us. So we have our hearts ready to receive his word. Amen? There are a lot of things going on in the world today. We'll say it that way. And no matter how much is going on, there are those times that we need to pull away some so we can reflect and hear from God and hear what he wants us to remember. Amen? So I wanted that when things appear to be confusing, it's because you're trying to go too fast. Amen. Sometimes you really are and you don't realize. That's the moment to sit down and ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I need you to comfort me. I'm binding confusion. I'm resisting confusion. I'm submitting to you. And so confusion must leave me in Jesus' name. The Bible says so. And I ask you to come comfort me so that I can still myself. I can be still. And listen to you. And then you start to sing your blood song. And then you calm yourself and listen to the Holy Spirit. He will explain to you what you need to know. He will give you the directions you need to follow. You don't need to try to sit there and figure out, well, do I need to do this or do I need to do that or do I need to do this or do I need to do that? You just need to get in the presence of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit will come if you do your part. Amen? The Holy Spirit will answer. He'll respond to you if you do your part. If you stop that trying to figure it all out by yourself, we've talked about that several times. If you do your part, he'll do his part. We're always waiting, you know, for some answer to drop out of the sky. No, it doesn't drop out of the sky. He lives in you. It's not coming out the sky, okay? He already did that part. He already did that. We've already had the day of Pentecost, okay? He's already done that part. He's in you. So that means you need to align yourself with him. You need to come out of trying to solve what to do on your own. You need to quit that. It's not very productive. Amen? You have Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. You know how to still yourself. You know how to sit there and just pray in your prayer language till you feel peace. You already know how to do this. So when the situation arises, do what you've been trained to do. Amen? You know, you've been on this cycle of trying to figure it out what to do all your life, and you already know that it doesn't work very well. So why are you going back to something that has failed you so many times before? Do what works. Mm-hmm. And since God has every answer, you need to listen to him. Amen? You need to listen to him. See, you need to take authority, dominion, and power over your own thoughts. That's what 1 Corinthians 10 and 5, I think it's 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, one of them Corinthians. I've said it so many times, I think I forgot it once. You already know what to do. You know how to bind your thoughts. When anxiety comes, you know how to take authority over it. Yes, you do. You already know how to do it. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. You know how to bind your thoughts. You know how to cast down imaginations and make them come subject to the name of Jesus. You already know how to do that. So do that. It works every time. Amen? You know how to do this. You just must do it whenever the situation arises. Amen? You already know how to do this. We practice it all the time. Amen? You already know how to do 1 Peter 7. You know how to cast your care on the Lord. So you do that. Amen? There's no point in you chasing your tail the way a dog does. You don't get anywhere. The dog doesn't get anywhere. He gets exhausted. And so do you. So shall we do what actually works? Amen. Let's do what actually works. You've got tons of scripture. You even know how to execute the scriptures. You know how to sit yourself down and say, self, it's time for you to be quiet and listen to God. So I'm going to praise the Lord with my blood songs, and I'm going to wait until I hear the voice of the Lord. You know how to do that. And if you're hearing conflicting voices, you know how to bind each one of those voices. You already know how to do that. You know how to bind and shut down any mouth you hear. Amen? Amen. So let's do what we've been trained to do. Let's do what we know is right. And God will come through. And so all of that stress that you went for evidently was so you could gain some more weight, because that's about all it's going to produce. And most of you keep telling me that that is not what you want. So now, if you don't want to gain any more weight, you don't want cortisol to help you out, then don't press the stress button. Amen. Walk in peace. We have the Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen. You want to get in the pants you wore last year? Well, just stop pressing the stress button. You have control over your own stress buttons, you know? Mm-hmm. Remember we were talking about rest? Can get some of that. Amen. You can have some of that. You just have to decide to get it done. All right? Okay. So now, since you have authority over what goes on, exercise the authority that you have. You bind on earth, he binds in heaven. It never fails. It always works the same way. So whenever you decide that you don't want to worry anymore, because why? Worry is a sin. And you don't want to be in sin. See, first of all, you have to repent of going into worry, because worry and anxiety are sin, S-I-N, sin. Mm-hmm. And then you have to do what you know to do. That's why the Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. It works every time. Amen? Amen. So let's do what we know is right, and everything will turn out just fine. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that helped you. Because we have learned not to allow our thoughts to push the emotion button. We've learned about that. We've learned not to allow our thought life to push the emotion button. Because when you push the emotion button, your cortisol goes up and you wake up at 2 in the morning. Nobody wants that. Amen. You're the one in control of you. The devil is not in control. You know how to shut him up. You already know how. Just shut him up. Amen. You're in control of the thoughts. The thoughts go over and push the emotion button. When the emotion button is pushed, your cortisol goes up. And it's going to stay up for a little while there. And then you're probably going to eat something that you don't have any business eating, which isn't going to help the situation in. And you're going to keep that little stress and worry going all day long instead of casting your care on the Lord and repenting. And so about 2 in the morning, you wake up and you'll have your mind fixated on how to solve the problem, how to solve the problem, how to solve the problem, when you know that you can't solve it anyway. Amen. You've done that enough times. Don't vote for that again, okay? Be an informed voter. Don't vote for that. How about it? Agreed? Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Amen. We could have sweetness instead of bitterness. It's our choice, you know. Heavenly Father, mighty God, help us to keep the attitudes of our heart, the thoughts of our mind, and the words of our mouth free from bitterness at all times. when either circumstances or other people's actions try us, may we be like Hannah, who responded with prayer when she was experiencing bitterness of soul. Profusely, and you heard and answered the cry of her heart. You turned her bitterness into joy. Father, our hearts are heavy with our own bitterness, knowing that you know more about us than we do. We choose to obey you by not spending our years in the bitterness of our soul. Restore us and make us live. Grant us your peace and deliver our soul from the pit of corruption. Thank you, wonderful Father, for casting all our sins behind your back. We repent of the sin of bitterness in our lives, fully realizing that it has defiled us and others. From this time forward, we will forsake all bitterness. We will forsake all wrath. We will forsake all anger, all quarreling, all resentment, and all evil speaking. And we will continue to practice this. Then behind ourselves now, we will not allow these things to be a part of our life any longer. In their place, we will be kind, tenderhearted, and forgiving towards others, even as you, Heavenly Father, have forgiven us. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. See, we have a good God. He knows we need help, and he's ready to help us. He knows that we need help. You know that we hold on to. They've happened a while back, and we need to just decide to forgive and let go of it. There's some things we can't go back and undo ourselves. We just hand it over to Jesus, and we keep on trucking. That's the best way to do it. If you're hurt, ask the Lord to come heal your hurt. But then don't sit there and just, you know, like over spill milk. For spill milk, we use a mop and paper towels, and then we're done with it. We don't come back a week later to that same spot where the milk was spilled there and moan and groan over it. That just doesn't make sense. You look silly looking at the floor where there's no milk there anymore, complaining about milk that's not even there. You can't even smell the scent. So you go on by choice. Amen? You go on with the Lord. There's better moments ahead. There's more ahead for you than there has been against you in the past. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then, after that, you jump on the devil and you beat him up for messing with your thoughts again because you've already told him to leave you alone. That's what you do. Then you turn around and you jump on the devil and beat him up, stomp on him, whoop him good because you've already told him to leave you alone and not to bother you anymore. That's the way it works, saints. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable in your sight. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you that our loins are girt about with the spirit of truth and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you for giving us the shield so we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We wear our helmet of salvation, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We want to thank you that you got our rear covered and that you put a hedge around it and that we're covered by the blood of Jesus and that we're the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that is risen against us in judgment, we condemn it right now. Thank you, Lord. You're our shepherd, and we shall not want. For you have already supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We can do all things Christ who strengthens us. Yes, we can cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every evil and wicked thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Yes, we can. We can cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. Amen. We thank you for divine health. We thank you that you're the God that heals our diseases. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we have been healed. We thank you for prosperity, even as our soul prospers. We thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Thank you, Lord. We have more ahead of us than we had behind us. Amen. And we won't be faint-hearted. No. We're going to trust you no matter what we thought that we were thinking. Amen. We're not going to be afraid of people because they're not in charge of our lives anyway. We're not going to be afraid of any situation. Why? Because without faith, it's impossible to please you. And we intend to please you. So, that's the end of that. Amen? And besides, every place that our heart has been broken, the blood of Jesus goes there, and we have our healing. Amen? Amen. And sometimes we ask ourselves silly questions like, well, why would somebody want to do that? Well, everybody doesn't love Jesus. Amen. Some people think the devil's just fine. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people really don't realize what they're doing anyway. We already know that. So that's three reasons right there. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is still a fallen world. We are not in heaven. So we can't walk around to be as though we were in heaven every single moment of the day. We live in a corrupt world. And corrupt people do corrupt things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we do the righteous thing. We overcome evil with good. And that's the way we do it. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, find every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We take authority, dominion, and power over all the protection and all the shields that the wicked have before them, trying to protect them from the warfare that returns to them in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to release the angels to help us in this endeavor, Lord. We ask for all of the protections around the witches, the warlocks, the wizards, the sorcerers, the diviners, the pagans, and the liars, and those that assist them, and all the demons, to be removed in Jesus' name. We thank you for it now, and we give you the praise. Amen. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. Amen. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar, electronic, digital, technology demons, and their attacks. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, brainwashing and Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and drone spirits. We bind you all in Jesus' name. We bind all seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, and all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid. We bind hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind force feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations, which are demons, binding electromagnetic attacks, smart technology attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We take authority, dominion, and power over such in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all requisited microwave frequency weapons, 5G and components, all attacks against humans coming from any galaxy, any solar system, from any orbit, from any planet, from any star, from any station that's been placed on a planet or a star, from any satellite, especially any man-made satellite that's been placed in orbit to work against us. All of the beams and all of the electronics and all of the pulses that are sent against us as weapons, we return now in Jesus' name. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. The demonic hurling of planets against us, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over those electromagnetic pulses coming to receptors on the planet, even the cell towers and our cell devices, in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over the underwater and underground use of demonic activities against the saints of Almighty God, in Jesus' name, and property that pertaineth to them, in Jesus' name. We send it back where it came from. All of the attacks are returned from whence they came, according to the covenant, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, in Jesus' holy name. All astral projections, we cut the silver cords now, in Jesus' name. We send that cord right back where it came from, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your judgment upon the one that used it, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your judgment upon the ones that use it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Islander, Roka Dereba, Malaysian, Riki Sila de Diosura, Yarriki Dereba, de Diosur, Riki Sata. Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Ruka, Iranian, Rukota, Pakistani, Ruka de Risila de Osudaria, Mexican, Rumba Rukohara, North America, South America. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send your wickedness back upon your own head in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the works of every cult, every coven, every cabal, and every conclave in the name of Jesus. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we come in agreement with the intercession of the Godhead against you in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over all your wicked works. We call what heaven desires for earth to come to pass, And we stop the wickedness that you are doing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over the use of finances, even finances from under the sea. To push Satan's agenda forward in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back upon his head in the name of Jesus. So we bind the finances, the funding, of all these NGOs that are doing the devil's work in Jesus' name under the guise of helping people. Helping people in the name of Jesus. Liars. We take authority, dominion, and power over the entrance of finances and the channeling of finances and know-how and technology to them to complete their wicked plans in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back on their own heads in the name of Jesus. We bind heathen groups, religious groups, pagan groups, demonic groups, satanic groups. We take authority, dominion, and power over all of them. Government groups, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pull you down from your places of authority in the name of Jesus. May your days be few, and may God replace you with another in Jesus' name. Rukata rikia. Ruka de brisha da de osula de osunda de rukata. Rika de brosala de osula de okur gala de osuta. Yariki de rigiseta de bruka baba 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 o kotorobre. Rika de brisala de osula de osunda de braka kur koholalele. Ruka de brisala. The Bible says that evil speakers shall not be established in the earth. So, Father, we quench the voice of every evil speaker in the name of Jesus. We pull the foundation from under your establishment in Jesus' name. We transfer all such back to Jesus Christ because it belongs to him. Ruka baba baba rika la de yosu riki de abre rika de abrisha la de yosun de abre rika de ruko rukun de abrisha rika de abrusha la de yasa. We ask, Lord, for their own rebellion against you to come back and destroy them in the name of Jesus. Or regile la de anda rika de abrisha la de yosun de abre rika de isha de abre. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the sender. We bind all Caribbean, Latin American, Jamaican, black and white magic in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits, which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, impulsivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We want to thank you, Lord. We bind that work in the name of Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, and human reasoning and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, monitor, track, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, approach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, gluttony, and false flags in the name of Jesus. We return to sender according to the covenant, all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root worker sent against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us, and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind. Binding the inordinate use of conjugal rites. Returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the broadcast, and the app, binding all abortions as a magical ritual in Jesus' name. Returning to sender Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, and such. Returning to sender all tribal witchcraft by shamans, obeda men, or witch doctors, and such in the name of Jesus Christ. Even through tribal ritualism, in the name of Jesus. Returning to sender all Chaldean witchcraft, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack on a Christian is returned to sender, in Jesus' name. We returning all Mexican and Spanish witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise for your work. We thank you for the angels' participation. So we take authority, dominion, and power over all the covens, cabals, umbrella of the New World Order, under the umbrella of the Illuminati, under the umbrella of the World Health Organization, of the World Economic Forum, or the UN, or others. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send you to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We're breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. We're binding superficial religious acts and every act of sexual sin, binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells, binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, binding all magical language, magic signs, magic patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony, binding and caging Poseidon and other underwater demons and inhabitants, stripping them of their crowns, their powers, and their thrones in Jesus' name, and returning their powers to Jesus Christ, binding all conjurations and summonings of demons, binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, and potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy fables, enchantments, la-la land, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, and the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the King of Pride and all of his underlings in Jesus' name, and we send you bound and caged to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all sacrifices by every queen of the coast in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, unfocused mind, idle mind, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Python, Basilic, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Isis, On, Osiris, Altis, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and we send you to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, pledge, pact, or vow in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, the charters, the rituals of every secret society, and those of the associated organizations in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, minds to receive. Spirit of God says to the church, we repent of an evil heart of unbelief, and we ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth, lead us into truth, your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We're binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender, all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, binding the pathways to sins to the mind in Jesus' holy name. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Praise you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command every demon that has followed us, hitchhiked with us, was sent to us or transferred to us to leave us now in the name of Jesus. We disconnect ourselves with the sword of the Spirit from every spirit, person, entity, event, circumstance, or groupings of spirits. We be- became involved with today in Jesus' name that we should be disconnected from. We disconnect ourselves now in the name of Jesus. Even those coming through the computer or through our cellular devices in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted or and in prison. We pray for the January 6th prisoners in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus and our mode of transportation, Father. We take authority, dominion, and power over all mishaps of the road, the airway, or the waterways in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for keeping us safe. We thank you that you have already dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us. Father, we cover ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ and our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over all demons of the night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, any dreams that are not productive from the Lord. And we command them to stay away. We thank you for the angels protecting us day and night. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We pull out any sharp pain and all voodoo pins, fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, whatever was sent by the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we throw it away. We bind the devils in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep, and we close and seal every open door to the demons in Jesus' name. We pull down and destroy and burn ungodly silver cords and ley lines and silver from ourselves, all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We break down, tear down. And we've already asked you to remove walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, globalists, nanotechnology, sorcerers, liars, and divinators in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of their charms, love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, fetishes, psyche prayers and thoughts, death spirits, witchcraft, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, psychic power and psychic warfare, sickness, torment, pain, and destruction, incense and candle burnings, chantings, incantations, ungodly blessings, crystals, hoodoo, root work, tribal rituals and sin, anything sent from the demonic realm, we return it now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise your name, Lord. We erase from ourselves with the blood of Jesus any markings of the devil off of our, any part of our body, outside or internal, our soul, our will, or our emotions in the name of Jesus. Our bodies belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. We return to sender spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, all evil spirits that have been sent to us. We return it. We send it right back. Spirits of blindness, bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate. And we thank you, Father, for the freedom that Jesus Christ has given us through his blood sacrifice and his victory on Calvary. And everybody said amen and praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, saints, our featured psalm is Psalm 1. Our featured psalm is Psalm 1. Our verse of meditation comes from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. And our featured ebook is Spirit of Mammon, Marine Demons. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about serious concessions. Serious concessions. Very, very important topic. Serious concession. So, saints, in one of our recent discussions, we briefly studied the result of the actions of the Hebrews. So, if you Exodus chapter 32, Exodus chapter 32, verse 1, we will begin. Exodus chapter 32 and verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us God, which shall go before us. The people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us God, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we want not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings, which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a golden calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Bad, bad, bad. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast day to the Lord, is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go, get thee down, for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. Have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Not a good recommendation. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, For mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. And all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto this people. And Moses turned and went down from the mount. And the two tables of the testimony, which were in his hand, the tables, were written on both their sides, on the one side, and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God. And the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hand and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in the fire and ground it to powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we want not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. How interesting. And when Moses saw the people, that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked under their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, and every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people, because they made the calf which Aaron made. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we find in these verses that in the absence of Moses and the God whom Moses proclaimed, the people call for another God. As their anxiety mounted, they insisted on something to fill the void. Aaron creates a God figure, a golden calf. This solution set off a horrible chain reaction. God moves to wrath. Moses breaks the works of God. Moses broke the tablet. He burnt the calf, ground it to powder, and made the children of Israel drink it. Moses gave the order, and 3,000 brothers, friends, and neighbors were killed. Idolatry teaches us to treat something that is not God as though it were God. Hurry and speed should not be anyone's idol. We sacrifice that which ought to be cherished. In our sin, we sacrifice that which ought to be cherished. In our bewitchment, we cast away the precious. Amen. We might not have thought about that. We might not have thought about that. That's the way it is. In our pushing and rushing, many of us leave no place for patience. In our pushing and rushing, many of us leave no place for patience. This is an especially serious indictment for the Christian. For the fruit of the Spirit is patience. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is not hurry. The fruit of the Spirit is patience. Family communication is an area frequently lacking patience. Words of bitterness and strife would flow less often if we honored one another and if we took a few minutes longer to listen to each other. But what happens is, as one is speaking, we're sitting there remembering what they've done before that was irritating, annoying, or just wrong. So in essence, by pulling up memories that should be let go of because they've been forgiven, we're using them to block whatever is coming that they're saying in the present. Now, don't we think? Isn't that what humans do? Amen? Isn't that what humans do? Isn't that what saints do too? You know, it's dishonoring to the other person to not hear them out fully and completely. It's dishonoring to judge what they're saying before they finish getting it out of their mouth. It's dishonoring to judge them completely by past mistakes. That's not love. That is not love. Love is not supposed to do that. Love is not supposed to behave that way. Amen. It's real. Amen. We need to learn to listen to one another. We want others to listen to us without judging us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nowhere is looking without seeing and hearing without listening, more widespread than in the home. But it should not be so in the body of Christ. We too often assume that the person will always stick around regardless of whether you put enough effort into maintaining a quality relationship. Now, saints, this is a serious charge. This is an extremely serious charge. Because the seeds for this were sown in our childhood. And like sponges, we soaked it up. But you see, when you come to Jesus, you're supposed to wring out the sponge. But maybe we forgot that part. That's the way it's supposed to happen. But sometimes we have to work to make certain that that is what actually happens. We just have this tendency to assume that everybody is going to put up with our bad behavior, our lapses of memory, our forgetfulness, our thoughtlessness, our lack of kindness, our lack of attention to detail, and all the other things that go along with the efforts to bring forth a quality relationship. You know, there's effort that's put into a quality relationship. Time and attention and care has to be sown into the ground and maintained and improved upon. Tender-hearted forgiveness is major. Not, just forget about it. No, that's not the love of God. Amen. So we have the nerve to assume that the person will always stick around regardless of whether we put enough effort into maintaining a quality relationship. Well, we treat grandparents this way, don't we? We treat siblings this way, don't we? Oh, don't we? Don't we? We think that we can treat God this way, don't we? Mm-hmm. But I believe that's where the buck stops. Amen. At some point, we must come to terms with our unrighteous and bad behaviors, and then we have to do something about them. Amen? Nearness gives way to familiarity, which gives way to unfair assumptions. These assumptions give birth to impatience. So, as badly behaving humans, we eventually display little patience for the people and concerns that are most important to us. Even outside our inner circle, patience is a requirement for living in a complex world. If we forego patience, we turn to scorn. We turn to negativity. We turn to judgmentalism. And we turn to a general distrust of the integrity or professed motives of others. Uh-huh. That's right. Yes, patience, alert waiting, prepares us for creative breakthroughs and inventive problem solving. In so doing, we avoid the belief that people are only interested in themselves and are not sincere. So let me say this. Let me ask this question. Have you been guilty of this? Have you been guilty of this? When we rush through life instead of living each moment, we severely reduce our capacity to notice and call out perilous and unsafe behavior. When we rush through life instead of living each moment, we severely reduce our capacity to notice and call out perilous and unsafe behaviors. We are all aware, or should be, of situations where people allow work or some other activity to run roughshod over their other commitments. We are all aware, or at least we ought to be, of situations where people allow work, or I can even say ministry too, or some other activity to run roughshod over other commitments, especially to family. Yes, I agree that our idolatrous passion for consumerism and its outworking are an enemy to the life which Jesus died to give us. There's usually one more thing we need or 10 more things we want. But we need to learn to resist that thing. Yes, we do. There are saints that cannot pass a store unless they go in, male and female. All right? And now we have generation upon generation that spend their day using their thumbs on the cell phone to find what they can shop for. You remember a while back I told you about the bank, the lady in the bank who left her daughter home all day long with her credit card to do whatever she wanted to do. That's not how you develop an adult. That's just not the way to do it. So, unfortunately, we use consumerism to feed emotional needs instead of submitting to the Word of God. Submitting to the Word of God, yes. It's important that we do this. Scriptures like Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You see, consumer debt most times, but not always, is under the direct control of the consumer. And we could stand to say no many times when we say yes. We believe that we have obligation to do certain things because this is the way we were trained. But you see, when the finances are not there to support such activity, we need to be truthful. We need to be humble. And we need to change our unrealistic expectations. We are so concerned about what somebody's going to think, as though we know that God thinks. We don't consider Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It would be nice if we don't just read it. It would be wonderful if we chose to believe it and allow it to monitor our thoughts. Scriptures like Psalms 84, verse 11. Psalms 84, verse 11. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He, the Lord, will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. You see, when you have patience or choose to walk in it. Some purchases you can wait on. Oh, yes, wait. That's another word. The opposite of haste, wait. Overcommitment is easier when we procure or perceive such work or activity to bring us joy, social connection, or even a sense of self-worth. Have you ever seen these people who purchase a vehicle? I say that because I've seen this quite often. And for weeks, they leave the tag on the window. You know, they post the tag of all the stuff that's in the car and how much you paid and so much and so on, or the truck or whatever it was. And they're even though it's been paid for, they leave it on there. They want other people to see and to know that information for some reason. And I remember one person did that, and I said, what's your point? You've already paid for it now. No, leave it there. I want everybody to know. Now, saints, I know that none of you have ever done that a day in your life. I just know that not one of you have ever behaved in such a fashion. Okay? But if you did, and you forgot to repent, now is a good time. That is not a Christian virtue. It isn't. It's not a Christian virtue. Praise the Lord. That is not a Christian virtue. Praise God. You see, we have to read the scriptures in light of how we really do live. That's the way it works, you know. Sometimes we do things because it plays into our sense of self-worth. But, saints, our sense of self-worth is supposed to be founded in our relationship to Jesus Christ from Calvary. People-pleasing cannot replace the blood of Jesus. It never has. It never will. Amen. Praise God. That's the way it is. Haste and hurry may not have initiated such overcommitment, but it does play a role in sustaining it. I know, because I know, of a certain group of ladies, a family where there are lots and lots and lots of cousins. And so one of them decided, since that person was in charge of a certain area of the funeral arrangements, they decided to make it known to everyone that although the deceased had many, many nieces and nephews, that they were the special nieces and nephews. And as you know, that's going to cause an argument, a fight, strife, all kinds of evil come forth when you do that, you see, when you're supposed to be walking in peace. Why? Because you're the Christian. You're supposed to be showing all this Christ-like character. But you're going to make a distinction between a certain set of relatives and all the other ones. Why? because that's how you want to be thought of. It's amazing what's in the heart of man. It really is. It really and truly is. One of the ways to avoid constructive critique about our ill and unhealthy behaviors is to be too hurried to hear criticism or to notice physical warning signals. Hurry and busyness are very effective evasive strategies. We decide not to allow ourselves to hear, for the moment, what we do not want to hear. So it is not real and does not matter. That's right. Hurry and busyness are very effective, evasive strategies. We decide not to allow ourselves to hear, for the moment, what we do not want to hear. So it is not real, and it does not matter. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should, is wax gross. And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. So what God says is this: you hear, but you act as though you don't understand. You look, but you don't see the point. You're behaving stupidly. You still focus fingers in your ears so that you won't have to listen. You screw your eyes shut so that you won't have to look. And so you won't have to deal with the Lord face to face and allow him to heal you. So in your haste, your judgment is impaired. In your haste and hurry, your judgment is impaired. The I'm on the move strategy is not always a step toward victory. When our critical judgment is impaired, we are blinded to the array of options before us. How much of our decision-making is hampered by fast thinking? We are so used to thinking quickly that we do not access the harm of hasty judgment. Okay, yes, sir. Let me go right where he told me to go. All right. Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Proverbs 18:13. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen. 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 You see, there's growing for us to do, saints. Psalm 18, verse 1. Psalm 18, beginning with verse 1. Psalm 18, beginning with verse 1. You know, saints, that underneath impatience is a mountain of pride. Underneath impatience is a mountain of pride. Verse 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemy. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. For in my distress called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ear. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So what does a lamp unto your feet show you? Where your feet are, whether they're in the right place or the wrong place, and which direction they're aimed. And a light unto my path. Illumination as to where your path is taking you. That's important. If we want to walk in wisdom, we need that. Rushed thinking usually severely restricts our ability to envision viable options. Rush thinking usually severely restricts our ability to envision viable options. How many times have we made poor decisions because we did not take the time to sit and stare at a matter? How many times? When will we learn that our bright idea is not necessarily the right idea? When will we learn that our bright idea is not necessarily the right idea? Our haste did not allow time for us to see what can be seen only through patient consideration. Amen. Many times, the consequences of a poor decision can be discerned in advance. Many times, the consequences of a poor decision can be discerned in advance through patient pondering and meditation beforehand. Some mistakes can be the result of a process. Some mistakes can be the result of a process. Others are manufactured by hasty decision making. I'll give you an example of someone who learned this from a different arena. Jazz musician and legendary keyboardist George Duke, who worked with the likes of Miles Davis, once explained how he came to prioritize depth. D-E-P-T-H. He explained how he came to prioritize depth of musical expression over dexterity. What does that mean, dexterity? It means playing a lot of notes as nimbly as possible. This is what he said. I got that from John Coltrane. As a kid, I snuck over to the jazz workshop. And so a sax player was playing a lot of notes. I was astonished. But then, Train came up to solo and played one note. There was so much force and direction in that one note. I said, can do that? I know I'll have a ride. Speed has its moments. And sometimes those are crucial life-saving moments. Speed can bring salvation in some cases, yet damnation in others. Rushing is a way of diminishing the depth of something else that should matter to us. Like what? like life before death. Think about it. Amen? Think about it. Privilege of meditating on this message in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to the phone line for a moment. And area code 952, you're on the air.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I'm alive and living day by day, trying to. And happy Mother's Day, even though
you
have many, you have lots of children.
All right.
I'm just still struggling with if I should have the surgery on my knee or not.
Well, I'm going to give it to you straight. That knee does not belong to you. It is the personal property of the Godhead.
Okay. Yes.
It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You will need to get a direct answer from the owners.
Yeah.
Amen? You'll need to get a direct answer from those that own it. You're just leasing it, so to speak.
Yes. And it's just like you were saying, tonight we need to set down our minds, slow down, set down, be still. And breathe and be able to listen to what the Lord has to say to us. And that gets to be, for some people, it's hard. It's a process, though. I know it's a process, a total process, as well as, like, multiple things. Like you said, we just let bombard our minds. Like, one is, like, two knots that was holes in the back of my head. At times I feel something crawling in one. And on the left side on my shoulder and my shoulder blade, it's like always at a certain time, certain things when I get into the word, it's like something crawling in there. And I just let it bug me, which I should continue to go to God about it. And asking him, what is this? What is this?
No, you should start into warfare. You should just jump into warfare and beat it to death and cast it out.
Amen. Amen.
When you get dirt on your hands, you go in the kitchen, you turn on the water, you get the soap, and you go to work. You don't stand there at the sink and say, Lord, what is this on my hand? You just get it off. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, there you have it. You're sitting there attempting to hear from God. You're sitting there with the word, and here comes something to interrupt you and to distract you. Well, it wasn't God, so your job is to get rid of it. Your job
Amen.
Is to boot it out. Your job is to shut it down. Your job is to fight till you win.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You don't have to sit there and wonder, well, what is this? No, just jump on it. You've got enough scriptures, enough artillery to wipe it out.
Yes, I do, and I just have to use it. Yes, we have to use what we got and grow
that's
in there. and grow in that area, then he can trust us with some more. But we got to use what we've already been given. How do we fight with that so much? Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, give us peace. And, can you pray for me for hoarding and laziness? My house is a mess again. All of a sudden, I was doing good, and I guess I let my guard down or something. Right back is worse.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, many times the enemy comes to get us off track when we started off in a direction that we know is right. We take authority, dominion, and power over the spirits and the thoughts that come to sidetrack us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bind them in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
We bind them in the name of Jesus. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We command them to get up and out of us and leave us now. Go into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment right now. All of the sidetracking, distracting beings in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you devils that have come to get us off the path of righteousness, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You got to leave. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, size, sabotage, hinder, monitor, track, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, traverse, cipher, curse, expose, stop, undermine, despise, bewitch, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We command you all to be bound. Now take a deep breath and cough it all out. Cough it out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All those hidden spirits, the light of God is upon you. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath and come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. You can't hide and you can't stay. You've been run out and you can't come back. All reinforcements are bound in the name of Jesus. All reinforcing devils are bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on out. From the roof. We cut her free in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no influence and no power in her life in the name of Jesus. You gotta go. You've got to go in Jesus' name. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for taking this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for taking this deliverance to completion. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Come in and burn out all that's not of you. Release your prayer language. Receive the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
God loves you. We love you too. Talk to you later.
Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Thank you. Area code 484. You're on the air in Jesus' name.
Good evening, Dr. Sabrina and to the team. Thank you for answering this call. I have a situation. I think it's a curse because for years now, I've been trying to have a car just to take me to work and take me around. This time I bought a second-hand car because I just didn't want to be paying car payment. It happened several times. Every time I reach a certain level, it's like it all just went back right down to ground zero. I reach a stage where I'm actually tired of trying to maintain it. So if you could suggest or point me to a solution of not. I don't know if I'm putting in the wrong place or doing the wrong thing. I don't know, but I just keep losing funds, money. The amount of money I've spent on cars since 2015 or 18. I don't even want to think about it because it's so much. So I'd like you to help me get past that stage where I can see some of the fruits of my labor because I've been working. The money just seems to be going back into those cars to keep them running. I try to get cars, get me to work and from work. I appreciate some solution.
All right. This is what we're going to do. Right after church service on Sunday, are you working on Sunday?
I can be available.
All right. Right after church service, we're going to give you a call, okay? Because I'm running out of time. And so we'll call you right after our church service on Sunday, and we'll pray about it then, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Runge de la brecha la radio sunde de breke de rosula la ria kai. Shar rugola la ria sande de brisa de la bre. Kurishi de la baroka kakur kise de resi. Yeriki de la manasha toro brisa de la break it. Ruka de la brecha la dio so. Aha, rikise. Rise la radio sunde de menekesi. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll talk to you then, all right? Amen. God bless you.
Happy Mother's Day.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see if we can't get on down the road here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God, you really are good. You are so good to your people. Where did I put that? Here it is. I see. Okay, there it is. There we go. All right. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. Governors from 50 states, as well as several territories, said they oppose a Department of Defense plan to move state National Guard units to the U.S. Space Force, with a separate governor alleging Monday the plan is a power grab. In March, the Department of Defense sent Congress a proposal that would allow the federal government to send some state guardsmen to the U.S. Space Force. It would require Congress to pass a new law that requires governors to allow changes to National Guard units under Title 32 and Title 10 of the U.S. Code. But a coalition of bipartisan governors said in a letter sent to the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, that the move would undermine their authority and circumvent federal law. Talking about this circumventing authority again. Governors must maintain full authority as commanders-in-chief of these assets to effectively protect operational readiness in America's communities. Their letter, signed by 48 governors, stated, the letter argued that the measure would impact governors' capacities to use the Guard in case of an emergency, natural disaster, or other crises. Legislation that sidesteps, eliminates, or otherwise reduces governors' authority within their states and territories undermines longstanding partnerships, precedents, military readiness, and operational efficacy, the letter said. The action also negatively affects the important relationship between governors and the Department of Defense at a time when we need to have full trust and confidence between the two to meet the growing threats posed by the era of strategic competition as well as natural disasters. The only governors who didn't sign the letter are Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, have both sent their own respective letters opposing the move. On Monday, Abbott sent a letter, posed the proposal and claimed that the DOD directive is tantamount to a power grab for the National Guard to give U.S. military secretaries unilateral authority to dismantle National Guard units on a whim. The U.S. Department of the Air Force should retract legislative proposal 480 instead of attempting such a power grab in Congress. The U.S. Department of the Air Force should work with the affected governors to build up the Space Force in a way that is consistent with federal law, his letter stated, adding that governors should remain the commanders-in-chief of their National Guard units. Mr. DeSantis issued his own letter that opposed the measure, arguing that Florida needs its National Guard units to deal with national disasters, such as hurricanes. As a low-lying, storm-prone state, Florida is uniquely vulnerable to hurricanes and floodings that require significant, operationally ready logistics and disaster support, including from our National Guard units, he wrote in the letter dated May 3rd. The legislative proposal weakens that guarantee and sidesteps the authority of the governor to ensure Floridians are prepared and protected to address whatever domestic emergencies may arise, especially as we approach another hurricane season. Other than the governors, the National Guard Association of the United States asserts that the plan would strip states of their own space capabilities and proposes the creation of the Space National Guard. During a Senate hearing last month, Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall told lawmakers that 500-plus people would be shifted to the Space Force from National Guard units, claiming that the reaction to the proposal is overboard. The change would have a small impact on around 1,000 National Guard members who are performing space duties across about 7 states. He also told the Space Symposium event last month that we have had much more political attention over this issue than it deserves in my mind. Well, guess what? Your mind is not the bottom line. The people of the United States of America, the citizens, the taxpayers, and the taxpayers in each state, their minds need to be considered, not your mind. We're talking about a few hundred people. Well, in a disaster, a few hundred people makes a lot of difference. The numbers for any state are less percented most of their guard people, and there are only a handful of states that are affected, Mr. Kendall remarked. People should look very carefully at this before they make a snap judgment about whether they're comfortable with the change or not, he added. According to the bill, the National Guardsmen with space-connected missions would be moved to federal control and would be under the U.S. Air Force's Space Force. It noted that Alaska, California, Colorado, Florida, Hawaii, New York, and Ohio have their Guard members perform space-related missions. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. You know, Father, I've noticed in all these adjudications over the years that these people seem to think that their own, which maybe they think is their professional opinion, is what's tantamount. Your opinion to them does not matter. Nor does the opinion of the citizens of the state or city or county or district or nation that financially supports that work. And they are concerned with circumventing authority to the point that it's disastrous. And so, I appeal to the righteous judge, and I want to thank him for his patience in such matters. Amen, Father. Thank you. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. Russian authorities on May 3rd raided the homes of five practitioners of the Falun Gong spiritual discipline and detained four of them under the controversial law against carrying out the activities of an undesirable organization. The home searches conducted by Moscow police are the latest escalation in a campaign against the spiritual group, which has included the banning of books, confiscation of literature, harassment, and interrogations. The May 3rd raids were publicized by Russian authorities and state-owned outlets. In describing Falun Gong, Russian media outlets regurgitated Chinese Communist Party disinformation about the peaceful practice. Falun Gong is a traditional Chinese meditation practice rooted in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Well, it appears that those principles are in complete contrast to the Chinese Communist Party. It is practiced in countries around the world, but in China, where an estimated 70 to 100 million practiced Falun Gong by 1999, the year the Chinese regime began a persecution campaign involving forced labor, psychiatric abuse, and forced organ harvesting. We prayed about that before. China and Russia reached a no-limits partnership in February 2022. And since then, the two countries have made a series of agreements to further their strategic cooperation. Chinese companies have been providing support for Russia to sustain its war in Ukraine. Russia's President Vladimir Putin plans to visit China this month, marking his first trip abroad since securing re-election in March. The Kremlin's increasing reliance on China appears to be fostering intensifying pressure on Falun Gong. Petitioners operated legally using a registered organization, a Moscow-based Falun Dafa practitioner who requested anonymity for safety reasons. The incident has also drawn the attention of the White House. We are concerned about this, whether it happens in China or Russia or elsewhere in the world, a White House national security spokesman told NTD. The United States has continued to speak out against religious persecution of groups, including Falun Gong, the spokesperson said. The criminal law used as a basis for the raids, carrying out the activities of an undesirable organization, passed in 2015 and has been used by Russian authorities to target more than 100 organizations as well as journalists and human rights activists. The law carries a penalty of up to 6 years in prison. It's appalling that Russian authorities would arrest Falun Gong practitioners simply because they seek to meditate, study Falun Gong teachings, and adopt its principles, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, into their daily lives, said Levi Brown, executive director of Falun Dafa Information Center. We implore Russian authorities to resist any behind-the-scenes pressure from the Chinese Communist Party and protect their own citizens' rights and freedoms. Today, Falun Gong is freely practiced in more than 100 countries around the world, where it is welcome and often celebrated. Only Communist China has sought to demonize and persecute Falun Gong practitioners. Videos posted of the raid by Moscow police on its official Telegram account show police kicking open an apartment door and tackling a young man to the ground near his bedroom door. One officer knelt on the man's back. "Hands behind your back," a police officer said. "What? You didn't?" Reporters learned from people familiar with the matter that the man is the brother of a Falun Gong practitioner. In another video, an officer demanded an answer for a delay in opening the door. "Because I needed to dress," a woman answered. The same video showed a man with two children by his bedside explaining to officers that they didn't do anything wrong or illegal. "We just do the exercises. That's it," he told the police. The authorities seized materials such as books and introductory brochures to the practice as evidence. Reporters learned from the Moscow-based source that four practitioners were detained and held for questioning. Natalia Menekova, one of the detainees, is expected to be in court on Saturday. They learned from a different source. Mr. Brown urged the United States and other democratic governments to call for the immediate release of these wrongfully detained practitioners. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, a federal body that makes policy recommendations, said it strongly condemns the recent detainment of four Falun Gong practitioners reportedly over their religious affiliation and distribution of religious materials. Russia's banning of Falun Gong-affiliated institutions as undesirable is in clear violation of the internationally protected right to freedom of religion or belief, Commissioner Susie Gelman said. Russia must end its prosecution of all Falun Gong practitioners and other religious groups unjustly labeled undesirable and ensure freedom of religion or belief for all. Over the years, Falun Gong adherents in Russia have faced some pressure from authorities. Falun Gong's main book, I don't know how you say that, was banned in the country in 2011, a move that the European Parliament censured. The European Court of Human Rights in 2023 ruled that the Russia ban on Falun Gong materials is illegal. Falun Gong practitioners in Russia who had attained UN refugee status were forcibly repatriated to China, for example. The 2017 case of Ma Hu and her 8-year-old daughter, Ma Jing. In November 2023, police searched the homes of Falun Gong adherents in several regions, including Moscow, St. Petersburg, Irkutsk, and that region, and the U.S. State Department, and its latest human rights report said Russia has misused anti-terrorism and anti-extremism laws, as well as other measures, to target a regional branch of Falun Gong and seven Falun Gong-associated nonprofits without any credible evidence of violent actions or intentions. These designations effectively banned the worship and activities of these groups, and members were subject to prolonged imprisonment, harsh detention conditions, house arrest and house raids, discrimination, harassment, and criminal investigation for participating in the activities of a banned organization, the report states. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. The Biden administration has mandated energy standards that effectively force electric water heater manufacturers to switch to heat pump technology, raising concerns about the high upfront cost of such heaters and viability in colder climates. On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Energy finalized energy efficiency standards for electric water heaters, requiring manufacturers to use heat pump technology in the appliances. Manufacturers have to comply with the new standards beginning in 2029, which will make over 50% of newly manufactured electric storage water heaters use heat pump technology compared to just 3% at present. The new standards will accelerate the adoption of heat pump water heaters across the country, the agency stated. Traditional electric water heaters work by using certain electric heating components. In contrast, water heaters with heat pumps work by pulling up heat from the surrounding air and transferring it at a higher temperature to heat water in a storage tank. Heat pumps basically function like an air conditioner, but in reverse. According to the DOE, heat pump electric heaters can be 2 to 3 times more energy efficient than traditional appliances. The new rule aims to shift people to see they want to control your use. They didn't ask you what you thought of it. They didn't ask you what you want. They aren't even going to give you a choice. We're just going to tell the people they have to do this. And so that means only what they want you to have is what's going to be available on the market after a while. The new rule aims to shift people to use electric heaters based on heat pumps, which the DOE claims would save American households approximately $7.6 billion per year on their energy and water bills. It's up to you to decide how much you want to spend on your energy and water bill, but they're going to dictate to you what you're going to do. Replacing common-sized traditional electric-resistant storage water heaters with their electric heat pump water heaters meeting the new standards would save consumers approximately $1,800 on their utility bills on average over the life of the appliance, so they say. The DOE is deliberating amended standards for gas-fired instantaneous water heaters, which the new standards do not address. Almost every U.S. household has a water heater, and for too long, outdated energy efficient standards have led to higher utility bills for families. Said, no, that's not what's leading to higher utility bills. It's all this electronic equipment that has to be plugged in somewhere all day or night, or else it doesn't work. Said U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer N. Granholm, the Biden-Harris administration is continuing to put American consumers first with new effective rules supported by industry that save both energy and money. The DOE admitted that the heat pump water heaters have higher initial costs. Uh-huh, there it is, compared to conventional storage water heaters. The rules were proposed back in July 2023. At the time, Representative Thomas Massey, an engineer with 30 patents, criticized the push for heat pump electric heaters, citing cost issues. Leave us alone. These products already exist in the free market. Consumers should decide whether the upfront cost of a heat pump water heater is worth the possible long-term savings. In many cases, the monthly savings never make up for the upfront cost of the equipment, Mr. Massey said, in a July 2020 ex post. The heat pump water heaters can save energy, but they make less sense in northern climates. That's because they extract heat from the surrounding air, warm air that your furnace will have to work harder to replace. There's no free lunch from these water heaters in the winter. The lawmaker pointed out that the heat pump water heaters take a long time to heat up a tank of water. However, on-demand water heaters make hot water as needed, avoiding heat losses from a big tank. Depending on personal circumstances, cheaper on-demand heaters might be more economical than mandated heaters. In comments submitted to the DOE, the National Propane Gas Association, American Public Gas Association, RINA American Corporation, and American Gas Association complained about the energy standards. DOE notes that production of electric heat pumps would need to increase substantially at a level up to 3 to 4 million additional heat pumps per year. However, DOE implies that this heat pump production would be electric heat pumps, as it earlier finds that gas-fired heat pumps are not available at scale, they said. Consequently, DOE is seeking to promote the market for electric heat pumps at the expense of gas-fired water heaters, diminishing competition and profoundly affecting consumer choice. There it is. They want to make the decisions for you. Manufacturers would have to make very high investments in a short period of time to comply with the energy standards. This could make some companies even leave the market, they warned. Moreover, DOE's efforts will promote additional demand for electricity for water heaters at a time when the electric grid is suffering from a reliability crisis. DOE's energy standards for electric heaters is the latest in a series of actions the Biden administration has taken to control the type of appliances Americans use in their homes. And in October last year, DOE listed several appliances they intended to target over a one-year period with stringent energy standards, which included fan light kits, consumer water heaters, direct heating equipment, consumer boilers, fans and blowers, electric motors, furnace fans, microwave ovens, clothes dryers, and air cleaners. DOE energy efficiency standards have already targeted pool pumps, battery chargers, ceiling fans, dehumidifiers, and gas stoves. The crackdown on home appliances has triggered strong reactions from lawmakers. Representative Stephanie Bice raised concerns about DOE energy efficient standards on ceiling fans. In a letter to Ms. Granholm, she said, the push to regulate appliances amounted to significant overreach of the federal government. Such heavy-handed regulations would drive up prices, limit consumer choice, and impose burdens on many small businesses, she stated. In November last year, Representative Debbie Lesko introduced the Hands Off Our Home Appliances Act, which would prohibit the DOE from issuing any energy efficiency standards that are not economically justifiable. Under the Biden administration, the Department of Energy is unleashing an avalanche of new regulations for household products, including stoves, dishwashers, washing machines, showers, toilets, water heaters, air conditioners, heat pumps, and furnaces, she said. My bill will stop federal bureaucrats from banning popular models of appliances and products in our home and raising costs for middle-class families. I am proud to again stand on the side of choice for American consumers. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. You didn't know they were so meddling, did you? Well, now you know. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. Amen. From the righteous judge concerning. Praise God. Okay, there we go. In a surprise victory with potential implications for the Biden administration, Jose Molina was elected president of Panama May 5th on a platform that included closing the Darien Gap to migrants on their way to the U.S. southern border. Lord, protect that man's life, okay, and don't let them replace him. Amen, because you know that's what they're going to try. During a May 6th interview with a Colombian radio program, the populist president-elect reiterated his vow to repatriate migrants coming into Panama while shutting down what has become a major route for illegal migration. When repatriation begins here, those who try to arrive will think twice because they will not have an easy destination because they will be transferred to their countries of origin, Mr. Molina said. At no point do I say that this will be an easy action, but it will be a firm decision with the purpose of making it known that we are not sponsoring that migration here and that we are going to put a stop to it. Todd Benzman, senior national security fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, believed Mr. Molina's promise to shut down the Darien Gap could become embarrassing for President Joe Biden, who rescinded policies meant to curtail illegal immigration in favor of open borders. The thing to watch here, I think, is how the administration manages to oppose something good for America and that most Americans would love to see happen, Mr. Benson said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken congratulated Mr. Molina on his victory, adding that controlling migration is one of the country's shared goals. People shouldn't tell lies. I look forward to continuing our strategic partnership and advancing our shared goals of democratic governance and inclusive economic prosperity, Mr. Blinken said in a May 6th statement. Looking ahead, the United States will continue to work with Panama on our common goals of inclusive, sustainable economic growth, bolstering citizen security, and cooperatively curbing irregular migration through the Darien. Spanish media outlets reported that Mr. Molina joked on the campaign trail about getting help with some cement for a wall in the Darien Gap should former President Donald Trump return to the White House. Mr. Molina won nearly 35% of the votes in a four-way race with more than 92% of the votes counted, giving him a 9-point lead over his nearest competitor. He takes office July 1st for a 5-year term. He faced off Lombana, an anti-corruption candidate who trailed in second, as well as former President Martin Torrijos and former Foreign Minister Ruth. Outgoing President Laurentino Cortizo called Mr. Molina to offer congratulations and pledge to work with him for an orderly transition. Constitutional term limits prohibited the previous president from serving a second consecutive term. In an unusual turn of events, Mr. Molina, who ran under the Achieving Goals and Alliance parties, replaced candidate and former president Ricardo Martinelli late in the race. Mr. Molina had been tapped as Martinelli's running mate, but took his place after the latter was sentenced to a decade in prison for money laundering and barred from running. Mr. Martinelli backed Mr. Molina from the Nicaraguan embassy, where he has been living since early February when he was granted asylum. Mr. Molina, a 64-year-old attorney, served as Minister of Security in President Martinelli's 2009 to 2014 administration. He first served as Minister of the Interior and Justice, eventually taking the reins of the Public Security Office. One of his achievements during that time was to recover a section of the Darien Gap that was in the hands of the narco guerrillas. of neighboring Colombia. Besides mass migration, Panama's new president must deal with a lackluster economy, a drought impacting the Panama Canal, and the economic impact surrounding the shutdown of a copper mine for environmental reasons. As president, Mr. Mulino will have the power to stop a massive flow of migrants streaming through the treacherous jungle passage. It's a bottleneck, so the Panamanians actually have tremendous control over the volumes of people coming through there, Mr. Benzman said. He likened the situation to the showdown between the Biden administration and Texas, with the state trying to curtail hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico. The Biden administration filed lawsuits to cut the razor wire installed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott on the Texas side of the Rio Grande River meant to deter illegal immigrant crossings. Likewise, it has sued Texas over a law allowing state lawmen to arrest and deport illegal immigrants that remains tied up in court. Similar optics aimed at Panama's effort to shut down the Darien Gap could prove awkward, Mr. Benzman said. What are they going to say, he asked. We don't want you to do it. Last year alone, 500,000 migrants made the trek through the dangerous jungle terrain to arrive in migrant camps in Panama run by non-governmental organizations and the United Nations. Panama's former border director, Oriel Ortega, said in February that the NGOs and the UN should educate and help migrants in their own countries instead of facilitating mass migration. Reporters visited all four migrant camps in the Darien Gap in February, speaking with migrants from China, Somalia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Colombia, and others who hiked out of the passage leading from Colombia into Panama. At the Blancas camp, migrants have access to a number of large maps provided by NGOs, including the Red Cross, and UN agencies that display detailed migration routes heading to the United States. One map from HIAS showed the migration route Colombia to Costa Rica, including bus stops, temperatures, altitudes, and migration kiosk locations. HIAS was founded as the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, but now assists all migrants, legal, illegal, and you know what else. I'll let Jesus Christ deal with that. One poster prominently displayed the U.S. and European flags along with the UN's UNICEF symbol. Thanks to the support of the United States government, co-financed by the European Union, humanitarian aid, the Spanish language sign said when translated to English. Left-wing groups see the camps and helping migrants on their route as a humanitarian venture. They know better. Groups such as Human Rights Watch have cast doubt on Panama's ability to completely close the gap and fear it would force migrants to find alternative, more dangerous routes. Whatever the reason for their journey, migrants and asylum seekers crossing the Darien Gap are entitled to basic safety and respect for their human rights along the way. Juanita, whatever her name is, America's Director of Human Rights Watch told the Associated Press, former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott is now a senior fellow for border security at Policy Foundation. He served as the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol at the end of the Trump administration through the first 8 months of the Biden administration in 2021. He said that while the Biden administration and others on the left may see helping migrants on their journey to the United States as compassionate, it has proven to be just the opposite. Making it easier to migrate, millions of people have been exposed to the ugly consequences, he said. Death, rape, murder, human trafficking, and illicit drugs make up the dark underbelly of the illegal immigration crisis, he said. Shutting down the Darien Gap could be a game changer in stopping illegal migration and saving thousands of lives, Mr. Scott said. He said even if Panama's new president can't totally shut down the migration route, his vow to do so could deter migration. Just like at the beginning of the Trump administration, cross-border illegal activity dropped tremendously just on the rhetoric, Mr. Scott said. It's not surprising that mass illegal immigration isn't popular in Panama. Just as it's not popular in the United States where people want to feel safe and expect immigration laws to be upheld, he said, Americans living along the U.S.-Mexican border generally support border security regardless of ethnicity, he said. But the massive infrastructure built by the NGOs in Panama, along with the billions of U.S. tax dollars given to these organizations, could prove it difficult to stop, Mr. Benson said. You have NGOs that have become fat with riches on this crisis, he said. Those NGOs have become politically influential in Panama because this is just great for their business. Reporters knocked on multiple UN agency doors at the City of Knowledge Complex while in Panama in an unsuccessful attempt to interview officials with the UN and HIAS concerning their operation in the camps. Amy Pope, Director General for the UN's International Organization for Migration, served as President Biden's Senior Advisor on Migration and as Deputy Homeland Security Advisor to President Barack Obama. The evidence is overwhelming that migration, when well managed, is a major contributor to global prosperity and progress, Ms. Pope said during an appeal for money earlier this year to assist migration efforts. Mr. Benzman and Panama's president-elect could theoretically boot them out of the country and shut down the NGO-run migrant camps. Trying to deport hundreds of thousands of migrants would be expensive and probably not possible without U.S. help, he said. But if the United States redirected the billions of dollars currently funneled to the NGOs and the UN, it would likely fund a massive deportation, Mr. Benzman said. Mr. Benzman, who has written two books on the border crisis, said airlifts using U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement could probably get the job done using the migrant. In an ideal normal world, Americans would find this as an incredible twist of fortune, he said. Experts have said hostile regimes are using illegal immigration to collapse the U.S. border and create chaos. Mass migration is being weaponized to overwhelm and destabilize the United States and ultimately break it apart, according to Joseph Humeyer, who studies unconventional warfare and is the executive director of the Center for a Secure Free Society. Mr. Scott said the different outcomes of border policies set under Presidents Trump and Biden offer a sharp contrast. In fiscal year 2023, border authorities apprehended a record 3.2 million illegal immigrants, far exceeding any volume in the past. As Border Patrol Chief under President Biden, Mr. Scott said he and his staff briefed the new administration on which policies work to slow illegal immigration. Still, he said, Biden's team was only interested in how to speed up the processing of illegal immigrants before releasing them. We explained to them that you're literally pulling your finger out of the dike. We warned them all this was going to happen, he said. Every one of those conversations got shut down in seconds anytime we talked about protecting America. During a May 7th visit to Guatemala, Mr. Blinken discussed the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection, which was signed by the United States and Latin American countries in 2022 to create the conditions for safe, orderly, humane, and regular migration and to strengthen frameworks for international protection and cooperation. Then, together, we have partnered to transform our hemisphere's approach to this truly historic challenge, Mr. Blinken said during a speech. We have taken meaningful steps to expand lawful migration pathways as an alternative to irregular migration, to improve enforcement efforts, to support host communities, to strengthen protections for vulnerable populations. Meanwhile, on May 8th, the Republican-led House passed the Equal Representation Act along party lines that would require the census to include a checkbox to indicate whether the respondent and each household member is a U.S. citizen. The bill mandates that only citizens be counted for apportionment of seats in the House of Representatives and the Electoral College votes. President Trump signed an executive order for the 2020 census to include only American citizens. But it was blocked after left-wing civil rights groups sued, arguing the order violated the Census Act, the Enumeration Clause, and the 5th and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Counting non-citizens skews the representative form of government, Mr. Scott says. Only Americans should be determining the future of America, he said. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the head of British Columbia's public service say there's a high confidence that cybersecurity attacks targeting the provincial government's networks were conducted by a state or state-sponsored actor. Shannon Salter, who is also deputy minister to the premier, says there's no evidence-sensitive information. Says there's no evidence-sensitive information was compromised. The incidents were revealed on Wednesday by Premier David Eby, who called the attack sophisticated. Solicitor General Mike Farnworth said later that the police were involved in the investigation as well as the Canadian Center for Cybersecurity. Ms. Salter says she can't comment on whether the government knows the identity of the state or state-sponsored actor. The government cyber attack came amid other incidents in the province in recent weeks, including hackers targeting British Columbia libraries and an attack that forced retailer London Drugs to shut its stores across Western Canada for more than a week. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Amen. Brother Marshall, it's a good day to pray. It's a good day to pray. Amen. A good day to pray. Amen. I'll wait till I can hear you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Ooh, let me hop back over here. Amen. Hello. Are you there? You are. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Lord, while we're waiting for Brother Marshall to connect with us, we want to thank you for your answers, your adjudications, and your interventions for all of these many adjudications that we have presented to you over the years are involved. We want to thank you for all of the answers to the ones that we placed in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. We want to thank you that you don't ignore the cries of your people. You hear us and you answer us. Amen. You hear us and you answer us. Amen.
Amen.
Are you there?
I'm still here. I was on the house phone. I usually pick up that number. I don't know why you haven't gotten the last couple of times. You seem to like the cell phone, even though I called in that much later. I don't understand, but that's okay.
Okay.
But I prefer to be on the landline phone, a little less EMF. You know what I mean?
So. Okay.
Praise the Lord. I'll shut off the house phone.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen, saints. Keep looking up. The Lord's moving. He sees, he knows, and he answers prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There, that goes there. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that all of you that have helped to raise children and are female, you know, all the aunts and godmothers and mothers and stepmothers and whomever, grandmothers, you have a beautiful, blessed, and wonderful Mother's Day. For those whose mother is still alive and she can communicate with you, God bless you. Enjoy her while you have her. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And for those whose mother, like me, our mothers have gone on to be with the Lord, we will see them again later on. But right now, we've got work to do. Amen. Right now, we have work to do. Brother Marshall, are you ready? I think he'll be ready in a second. I hope so. Amen. Amen. Praise
I'm
the
sorry.
Lord.
I had the button pushed on the cell phone. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
Okay.
I was telling you, you usually find me on the house phone. I prefer to use that. There's less EMFs. Rather than a cell phone, is just if I'm moving around, I can't be sitting still in one place. So, but the Lord
Let's
is moving.
Pray.
And Amen. In him we live and have our being. So we need to be flexible. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And the voice of a stranger they will not heed. Thank you for that still small voice. And thank you. Sometimes you speak pretty loudly, like a thunderclap. Like a thunderclap. Because that's what happened when Who was that? Was that Samuel? He was interceding for the Israelites in 1 Samuel 7. Pretty awesome little thing what happened there. Samuel didn't know the voice of the Lord when he was a child, but he got to learn that voice. And that, what is that voice? That's the same voice that Adam and Eve heard walking in the garden. And before, you know, they used to have a nice relationship with God, you know, would walk with him in the cool of the day. But then when they decided to entertain sin, all of a sudden they wanted to hide themselves in the bushes. But Samuel came to a revelation who the Lord's voice is. He got to find out who he is. And he told the people of God back then in 1 Samuel 7:3, and Samuel spake unto the house of Israel, saying, it might be good if he spoke to them today. And all the people who called themselves believers in the one true creator God, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, you mean not just half of it, or not even 90%? Then put away the strange gods. Sabrina was talking about idolatry tonight. Put away the strange gods and the astrals among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you, praise God, out of the hand of Philistines. Our problem may not be Philistines, it may be other demonically infested groups these days. And the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord, Yahweh, served the Lord only. All capitals in the Old Testament, the King James is Yahweh. That's the name is so holy that the Jewish people don't want to even say it out loud. And that's why they often say Adonai instead. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you. I'll pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, you know, at the ecclesia, the church is called, the ones who gather together, we gather around the Lord. And they drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines, maybe like some WEF people and all that, the WHO people, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid. Were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry to the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered up for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. Remember, Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And Samuel was, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, see, Father Abraham is a prophet. He said God in Exodus 22:8, God to his son Isaac, the son of laughter. This is no laughing matter. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Oh, yeah. Jesus took the wrath of God in my place. I think all of our places will be repented. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. And the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day. It's not a small voice to the Philistines. On that day upon the Philistines and discomforted them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them, and they came under Bethkar. And Samuel took a stone. Remember, Jesus is the stone in 1 Corinthians 10:4. I think that's what it is. And Samuel took a stone and set it before Mizpah and Shem, S-H-E-N, and called the name of it Ebenezer. Oh, interesting name, huh? Saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. That's the rock. That's the rock. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. This nation, the United States of America, and many other nations have very godly influences, including Canada, many other nations. Yeah, even back in the United Kingdom, when they were called British, covenant man, British. That's what the Jews would have a Brit when they have a little baby boy who's 8 days old, and they cut off the foreskin to keep the Old Testament covenant. But we have to have the law written in our hearts, and not just for the boys, for the little girls too. And when we grow up, we have to be able to do it like John the Baptist, to go down into the waters of baptism, repenting of all sins, generational iniquities, like selfishness and idolatry, and there are lots of sins, lust of flesh, lust of pride of life. And not many people do that. I didn't do that when I first got baptized. I went several times, and I still didn't really quite get it just right. But the Lord's still teaching me. He's teaching all of his children. I know Noel really likes that scripture. I do too. Isaiah 54:13. All my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. Jesus paid a huge price. The Prince of Peace paid a huge price for our peace. So, Father, we come before you for all these different adjudications that Pastor Sabrina has just read through, and Brother Bill's posted, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to deliver us from the tyrants and those would-be Nazis and those would-be tyrants, Father God, in Jesus, in every nation, including the people in Russia. Russia usually went along with trying to protect their own citizens. I don't know what's going on there. I guess they're in league with China now because they need to go against this West Coast, the West group, you know, the New World Order agenda from Europe and the United States and all that. So, Father, we ask you to deliver us from all these different factions. We love every human being. We pray for all those that are in authority. They can repent. You told us to do that. You said our faith worketh by love. So we ask, including the heads of households, Father God, some that claim to be Christians, but they don't really know they're worshiping a false God. They can't live without their cell phone. Oh, really? Did Jesus have a cell phone? Could he live without a cell phone? Uh-huh. Father God, we ask you to help us all to make sure we don't have any idolatry in our lives. What about the so-called almighty dollar? It may not remain that way much longer. Father God, Pat Holiday many years ago warned us about that. So, Father, we know there's an agenda, and it's an agenda that's to control people against their will. It's been going on for a long time. And Father, we ask you to deliver. She said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So we take the cup of salvation, we call upon your name. And you said, when I see the blood upon the houses where you are, the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So we ask you to deliver us all. And what did the Lord quote? He quoted most of this from Isaiah 61 when it was over in Luke 4:18, but he left out a little part of it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He's the Messiah. He's the anointed one, the Christ. He has anointed to preach good tidings to the meek. Not the haughty, not those with preconceptions. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, praise the Lord, proclaim liberty to the captives, wherever they are captive, in their minds, in their hearts, in their areas, with different areas, and to open the prison to them that are bound, including this January 6th group, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. That's the part Jesus left out when he was talking when he came the first time. He's coming again, and he's coming for the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to point unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So we're supposed to praise the Lord instead of going, woo-hoo, woe is me. No, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that might be called trees of righteousness, the plant of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. And amen and amen. Father, we thank you for your adjudications in every one of these areas, Father God, in Jesus' name. Every area, Father God, in Jesus' name. With people in harm's way, Father, in Jesus' name. Put that about in every one of these areas, those people are trying to control the people that are practicing this. May not be exactly the way the Lord Jesus will want to do our relationship with him. But we know they're all, as Pat Holliday told us many years ago, that they want to bring us into one world religion. And not just Chrislam. They want to get rid of anything that goes against their new world order religion, their new world order everything. So, Father, we ask for adjudications in every one of these areas, Father, including the people that say, oh, well, these people in the government, they surely know what's best for us. Oh, it may cost us a bundle, but that will have these fancy electric water heaters. Isn't that great? I mean, they'll never pay it back, especially people who live in the northern hemisphere, in the northern part of the areas where it doesn't get that hot in the summer. It's not like Florida all the time. No, Florida could be pretty toasty sometimes, but even in the winter, it gets a little bit chilly. Well, I think it's really cold, but it depends on your perspective. It depends if you live in Canada. You know, 40 below is a lot different than 40 above. Anyway, Father, so we pray for all those in harm's way in Jesus' name. And we thank you for being our strength. We thank you for saving your people. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace because he loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So we come before you, Father, for all these different things that Pastor Spain has talked about, including trying to take away the National Guard from the jurisdiction of the states. Oh, they want to just forget about the whole way the Constitution was set up. The states were trumped over the federal government. Federal government's just there to protect us from foreign invaders. They don't seem to be exactly holding up their end of the bargain right now with all the millions of people that are flooding in, that they're helping to bring in through the UN and all these other interesting non-governmental organizations. So you told us, Lord, plead my cause, O Lord, within the strife of me in Psalm 35. Fight against them that fight against me. They're not just fighting against me, they're fighting against you, Lord. So we do the least of these you've done unto me. Take hold of the shield of buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me, saying unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame to seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, that the angel of the Lord chase them. And think of the angel of the Lord who are chasing them, Father God. That their way be dark and slippery. Those who refuse to repent, maybe they're not able to. Maybe they're so controlled by demons they don't know how to, Father God. Let their way be dark and slippery, that the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in the pit, which without cause they dig for my soul. Let destruction come upon him as unawares. Let his net that he has hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Praise you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. We thank you for what you're doing, have done, and going to do, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, if from our position of seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2:6, according to Proverbs 18:10, according to the end of Psalm 91. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it and they say, well, how do we get there? We take a cup of salvation. We think of that name, the name above all names. Yes, Jesus was lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. How many people will lay down their lives for somebody who hates them? Some might do it for somebody who they really had a great love for, but Jesus has a love that's beyond compare. God is love. He loves every human being. Even the Jewish people, when they kept backsliding and turning away from him, the backsliding Christians and all the rest of us, rather, even me, I've been a backslider. But, Father God, we thank you for drawing us with your loving kindness. We thank you that when Jesus hung on that tree, he showed us his love and he stretched out his arms. Hey, I love you this much, and gave up it all. He gave up everything. Some of his water poured forth, and he changed the waters into purification and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And we plead that blood over each and every one of us, every mind, every heart, every eye, every ear, every nose, every mouth, every door, every window, every electronic access to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, we bind every witchcraft attack coming from ungodly gatherings, whatever they are, whether Masonic lodges or witches, all eternally assembled his spirits of Satan, do those spirits intended to us, including those from the New World Order and all this agenda from the WEF. And these people like Noel Harari, who purports to be very, very knowledgeable. In fact, he thinks he knows more than the Creator God. Kind of reminds me of what Satan said, Lucifer said, before he fell over in Isaiah 14. He wanted to be like the Most High God. Well, this Noel Harari, he kind of thinks he's a real prophet, you know, like a false prophet, and he has no love for women. And what else? Well, he's a Jew.
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story. How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary.
Watch
out.
that two of you agree on.